Today, the House Judiciary Committee voted to send the articles of impeachment to Congress for a formal vote. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. The Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives voted 23-17 on a party line vote to send the two articles of impeachment to Congress for a vote. And by Congress, I mean the House of Representatives. And the two articles of impeachment dealt with abuse of power and then obstruction of Congress's investigation. The first article, and it's laid out in more detail, essentially deals with the Ukraine deal, which we talked about on this podcast before. And what it was is the president called and solicited help from the Ukrainians, meaning getting dirt on Joe Biden, who he believed would be his political rival in the 2020 election, in exchange for military aid that had already been approved by Congress. And so that's the basic point in the first one, the first article of impeachment. The second article of impeachment deals with the president's obstruction of the investigation, refusing to allow people to testify, blocking, producing any type of documentary evidence, and just generally not agreeing and not being cooperative with everything. So those are essentially what the two articles of impeachment are. And what is significant about today is in order for any type of vote to go to Congress, for there to be actual Congress to vote on it, it has to get out of committee. In this instance, it has to get out of the Judiciary Committee. Well, that's overwhelmingly controlled by the Democrats. So they voted 23-17, 23 yay, 17 nay, and the 23 yays were the Democrats, the 17 nays were the Republicans. And so that was expected. There abruptly, the vote or the debate ended last night, and that's in large part to obstruction of the Republicans trying to prevent the inevitable. But the vote is going to go to Congress. It will probably be before the end of the year, just because before they go on their holiday break, and it's likely there will be an impeachment trial in 2020 in the Senate. Now the Congress, in particular the House of Representatives, has the sole power to impeach a president or other federal official, such as a federal judge or member of Congress, cabinet members, and there's some other instances as well. But the Senate tries the case, meaning they act like a jury that will hear evidence. To what extent Mitch McConnell, as a Senate Majority Leader, will be able to set the rules, it's unclear, but he's going to do everything he can to limit the testimony along party lines. So it's not like a true trial. The Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, John Roberts, will preside over the trial. There will be lawyers both for Congress, for the Democrats, that will basically prosecute the case, and then there will be defense attorney or attorneys that will defend the president, essentially. Now, 67 votes are needed to convict. It is very unlikely there will be a conviction, but a trial will be very damaging politically to the president because it will overturn or turn over a lot of evidence that is very, very damaging. If he were to be to lose re-election, the statute has not run yet on many of the criminal charges potentially, and this evidence that's unearthed in the trial could potentially be used against him in a further and later prosecution. So this has only happened three times. This is the third time, if it were to happen, in United States history. Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump would be the third. Nixon would have been impeached, but he did a quick vote count and realized that the Democrats who controlled both of the House and the Senate would have impeached him and would have convicted him as well. So we are in very rare historical territory. There's not a lot of precedent, but today was a very significant day because we are moving fast towards impeachment. And it's interesting historically. It's a frightening time. Our democracy is threatened. Whether or not it will continue, it's unclear. Hopefully it will, but I just am not sure. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.